Welcome back, everybody, to Clash and Conferences podcast. We're here with the Week 13 and Week 14 episode. Quick recap of Week 13. We had San Francisco whooping up on Philadelphia Eagles, 42-19. Sorry, Greg. We had Dallas with a very high-scoring game, winning 41-35 against Seattle. And we had Miami, expectedly a little bit, crushing the Washington Commanders, 45-15. In our internal competition last week, we had a Dallas sweep. We had Dallas get the only win of the week. We had interceptions, only one interception in the entire conference last week by Dallas. And Dallas had three big receiving touchdowns there out of Dak, and Philly only had one. Paul down there at zero. Paul with no points, but he did donate all of his points this week to Chris. So, Chris, you get those thanks, zero buddy. Points that Paul offered you in the beginning of the week. I think he was forecasting that already.
I wanted to take the Dolphins, where I would have pretty much swept the week, I think. I would have had 3 points.
No, Randy still would have beat you on receiving touchdowns. I believe the Dolphins had two amongst all those 45 points. So a lot of rushing touchdowns in that game, buddy.
I count a pick six as a receiving touchdown. Thank you.
Fair enough.
I think I predicted a clean sweep for Dallas, right, Mike?
I think you, Chris, you not only predicted a clean sweep for Dallas, but you predicted all the games as well. So you were head and shoulders above the rest on your picks last week. Before we get into the recap from each of you guys, just want to say that anybody that comments on any one of the platforms that you can find us on this week, we're going to enter you into a drawing again, give out some Clashing Conferences Beats and Beards swag. I don't know if it'll be a hat or a shirt or what we're giving away here, but if you comment on any one of the platforms, you'll be eligible this week. So please like, share, subscribe, comment, do all that fun stuff for us. Just take 1 second and do it. Make our producer happy. Got to pay for all these guys still. So I think, Randy, with you, the only win of the week and the sweep of the internal competition, why don't you lead us off, buddy?
Well, just want to start by commenting on one of the comments that we had on Instagram, I believe. I just wanted to say, I'm not middle-aged. I don't believe that Paul and Greg are uneducated and Topher's not overweight. Mike, that leaves you holding all three of them up. But, you know, just so some of our fan base knows, we all together we got it, but separately we don't have all the boxes checked. So, no, I wanted to start with the Eagles game. There's this song. I wish I would have brought my iPad along to play, but Fly Eagles Fly, Greg. What the heck, bud? That was a pretty dominating loss. I don't know. Looking at Sam,
you're right.
Of the playoffs.
Your key word there was dominating. Dominating.
My only take and comment is they said, man, you give us Purdy, you give us everybody. That we would whoop them,
last week you said Hassan Reddick wasn't talking smack. Hassan Reddick before the game was saying, wait till they come back to the link. When they come back to the link, they're not going to be out there torching us in the link. Wait till Purdy's back in the link. That was this year. You said that was early on before the season. That wasn't. That was this year. That was last week.
It was the summer. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll say my quick. You brought it up, so I'll take 2 minutes. We got punched in the goddamn mouth, and it hurt. It started when there came in.
It was more like a nose swipe.
But, yeah, well, a nose swipe. Enough with the Dom jokes. We'll get there eventually. we got punched right in the face. It started with, you know, the little, we're going to wear all black because you're going to the funeral, to pregame and, you know, coming in with their swag and walking through our D-backs, cornerbacks, safeties during pregame, started a little scuffle there, and then just talking trash. And, you know, I got so many thoughts running through my head and where I want to begin, but it's – you know, the first two drives, I thought we did a good job. I thought we rattled them. I think we got Purdy off his spot. I think our defensive line played well. And then Kyle Shanahan basically opened the playbook of what I've been saying the last 12 or 13 weeks. The middle of our field. Again, we got punched in the mouth with Debo, with anybody, McCaffrey. We call it the window.
Didn't even get touched going up the
middle. Yeah, we call it window dressing. So basically, from an inside linebacker spot, you're the Mike backer. You are the captain of the defense. You call out coverages. So if we're going from the outside in, Debo, and then you have somebody in the slot, and then McCaffrey is the back, he's the third option. Or let's just say it's Debo, Kittle, and then McCaffrey in the backfield. They were moving people around. I feel bad for our inside linebacker crew, hence the reason we went out and we signed Shaq Leonard.
Just in time for Dallas.
We need it. I mean, that the playbook is open. Our linebackers are weak. Our cornerbacks don't want to hit. The amazing stat of the week.
Just wants to cry on the sideline and then lash out.
San Francisco runs through it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what happened that game, it was all across the middle and all on Trent Williams' side of the line. Their right side of that offensive line for San Fran is weak. Trent Williams is a monster, and that's where they got all their rushing yards, and everything was over the middle and exploited.
Dude, they could do whatever they wanted. Defense.
They did.
McCaffrey, yeah, I think he had just under 100 and a touchdown. I think Samuel had two tutties over 100. Kittle, you were saying about him not doing anything this year. He got off. Like, everybody got off.
But Greg,
I think more – no offense, though. You guys couldn't rush the ball. I think your leading rusher was Hurts. I mean, they completely dominated.
They did. That team is very athletic and very skillful. Even with Greenhill, I forget their inside linebacker. There's other inside linebacker. Even with him getting ejected.
Yeah.
Even with him gone, their inside linebackers are hungry and they want to hit. We let our inside linebacker go to the Bears, and now he's leading the NFL in tackles. Like, we never value the inside linebacker position. And now I'm not saying TJ Edwards is the answer here. You know, hopefully Shaq Leonard helps a little bit, but none of the guys on the back end want to tackle. And when a team sees that, they're going to exploit it. And that's what we've been covering up all year. And what I've been saying all year is that middle, you know, the linebacker coverage, Kittle's big long catch was a chip block roll out of the backfield. Linebacker had coverage, blew it. So it's tough.
Greg, you were talking about when San Fran went through, you know, before the game went through your running backs and D backs or whatever. I couldn't help but think, you know, San Francisco gets kind of shafted in the playoffs. And in the end of it, you know, really didn't have a chance to even play in that game or compete. And I feel like the Eagles players and fans completely disrespected him after the game. Things like the Reddick was saying and different people, oh, San Fran, blah, blah. I mean, you don't think that San Fran's coming in with some sort of attitude when they come in to prove a point? I mean, you know, you got to expect they're going to be a little disrespectful, but you know, furthermore, let's go to the poke here. Furthermore, I mean, you got a non-player messing around with players, and I hear you. He's only there to break it up. Just give me a second.
It's in the rule book, though. Since you froze, I'll go ahead and finish it for you.
I didn't freeze.
It's in the rule book. You're not allowed to, and a lot of the Niners were actually
you did freeze.
The Niners were actually – the Niners were crying about it at the end, so that's why it's really being looked at.
Yeah, I just
don't understand what he did. Like, he's there to
– He pushed him off. He pushed the player off, and then the player –
let me give you an example, Chris. If they have 53 people on the sidelines and they eject one player from San Francisco for every one non-player from the Eagles, it just doesn't work. You cannot have other people interfering. It'd be fine if it was an Eagles player and a San Francisco player that are interfering, getting ejected, but you can't have other people getting emotionally involved in a game. It's not fair to the San Francisco team to get one of their players kicked because a security guard is someone he gets in a scuffle with. It doesn't work. It affects the game.
Should he even be on the sideline?
I would say if he's going to do that,
He's an employee of the team, and he was.
Yeah, but I mean, like, does everybody put their top security guy on their sideline during the game?
Let's take a step back. Take a step back,
Chris.
Take a step back and rewatch the play. Let's re-talk about the play. So, I'm trying to think what happened.
I really wasn't prepared to entertain a rational conversation about this.
No, what I'm saying is somebody called an out route, goes over to the sidelines, and gets throat suplexed.
Yeah.
So he helps the player up. Meanwhile, he gets bumped, so he pushes the player back, like, take a step back, I'm the head of security here, and open-handed right to the guy's nose.
And again,
now, did he punch him or push him?
I think it seems mighty mafia-like for a security guy to say, get off my player. And I just don't think that belongs.
It does seem a little weird, but on top of it all, I think it's all weak.
It happens in every sport.
I don't know.
A brawl breaks out in basketball. All the staffers come on, you know, baseball. Yeah. I mean, what does it take? You look at somebody, you raise your eyebrow at somebody, and both benches clear, and only half of those are players.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's fair to eliminate a random person on the side bench and a player on a team.
Yeah,
I think that if you're going to have
an advantage.
Exactly. Like if I'm a coach watching that, I would say, well, let's have 53 guys. Let's draw elimination penalties on all 53 of my guys on the sideline and every one of the players on the opponent's team. Then we win hands down. It just it doesn't seem like it works.
It did. It didn't. It was 42-19. I mean, it didn't.
I just wish that the camera never caught it. It would have been a lot better if the camera never caught it.
Well, hey, that's the same thing that Epstein's camera said too, but guess what? The camera didn't catch that. Now there's no questions. Just because a camera caught it doesn't mean it, or didn't catch it, doesn't mean it's a problem.
Well, the camera did catch it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If the camera wouldn't have caught it, it doesn't mean it's not a problem. It's still a problem.
It's going to be interesting to see how they deem this moving forward. So, because
I thought the whole thing was weak.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Go ahead.
No, we're waiting for you.
Oh, right, no. Just to be said, I felt like it was a pretty decently ref game. There were calls both ways, pretty even penalties across the board. I'd say questionable ones on each one, but it didn't seem way one-sided like other ones. Again, it's just weird how this thing comes up with this non-player getting ejected, which doesn't affect the game at all, but somehow one of the better players on the San Francisco defense gets ejected for it.
I thought maybe you were going to say that there was really no crucial calls and then look at the outcome, but
No, I think there were some calls that could have gone either way, but I think it was a fairly evenly ref game. As far as your Washington Redskins, Paul, they suck. They really do. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if Sam L's an answer. I know you said that you're all about it because you're looking forward to, you know, a new coach, a new owner, a new whatever, GM. I don't even know what all is going to be new over there. But how do you not get Terry and, I mean, I think Logan had a couple of passes in junk time. How do you not get them the ball? I don't know.
Do you see Terry's comment? His comment was great, though.
What did he say?
He was like, I had a lot of cardio out there today.
I'm sure he did.
So that was, very proud of his answer for that. As a leader on the team, to not just turn around and be all Deontay Johnson or George Pickens or any of those jokers.
Chris, you guys got to
just start trashing it.
Yeah. And Chris, you guys got a half a win this week. That's good. That's good for you guys. You know, not much to say there right now. I know you're making your playoff runs right now. So
what's my half win?
Your half win. You got a half win this week. You didn't get a loss. It's a half win.
All right.
It's a new one. Very optimistic, Randy. Very optimistic.
Thank you.
Sure.
As far as my Cowboys game, I'm not going to keep eating up time. Good game, close game. Could have gone either way. It was our second win against a winning record team this year. I just wanted you guys. No. When we played the Jets, they were 1-0.
Oh, stop.
Just so you know. We were. Right. If we're talking technicalities.
Without a quarterback.
We gave the Jets a losing record. So just wanted to bring that up. We have two wins against winning record teams. I'm done.
That's not
I rest my case.
No way does that count.
I mean, he is right at the time, but
stop. They did
have a day of winning. Yeah.
Stop,
I mean,
Chris.
Just because your team shares a stadium with them.
Yeah.
I wish they didn't.
Yeah. Oh my God, stop.
They do.
Well, yeah, Randy, you were right about the Redskins. We definitely are not good. But this is the first time in a while that Sam Howell has really looked bad. I mean, he did have the pick six, which very inopportune. But, you know, he really didn't play very well. And he didn't get the yardage, and they got nothing. The game was absolutely horrible. I didn't watch barely any of it. And it's exactly how I predicted. Everyone was like, you know, the Miami's not going to cover. Stop. I said it was going to be a blowout. I'm still.
You did.
You know, I'm still. I still like Sam Howell. That's not, I mean, it's literally his first game that he's really, really played bad. You know, and forget about the turnovers. He just wasn't even getting anything downfield whatsoever. Game was terrible. The only thing I'll say is my brother-in-law, who doesn't get out to games very often, he's a Dolphins fan. He went to the game, so he got to see a good game up there. You know, the sewage pipes, I talked about the sewage pipes, they didn't burst. But damn it if the fire alarm didn't go off while all the players were trying to change and get out of the building. So everybody had to rush out of there, of course.
It was up with that place. No hot water, burst,
yep.
fire alarms.
Could you imagine being at a Giants game and all of a sudden there's just shit raining down on your head?
No, that would be awful.
So, Paul, what
it looks like every time that they play?
No. Last couple weeks there's been some fireworks, but we played you.
Sure. And I was thinking about this and I was like,
good.
If we were the Cowboys where you just have to beat the people that suck, we'd be 7-6 right now. We beat the Giants twice and we beat the Bears once. We'd be 7-6 in the playoff run. Everyone's talking about us in every conversation, not as being a leader, but like, you know, the in the hunt. We're in the hunt, completely in the hunt. But just because of some dumb stuff, you know, Dick Butkus and Chris's daughter and whatever else, all these other jinxes and crap, you know, those are three losses the other way. And now we're 4-6, 4-8, 4-9, because we got our bye week. I was pulling a Randy. I was before this and I was like, damn, who do we play this week? I actually went through it twice. Cause like, oh, I must have missed it.
And you're in last place.
Absolutely. I'm in last place.
Well,
you know, you can't,
I mean,
no.
Backup offensive lineman. Yeah, our team sucks. We don't have nothing good going for us, and we're
singing
still whooping your ass.
Are you
going to
start singing Kumbaya with Greg over there for a little while now?
Who's that?
Paul.
Him or me?
Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Why would he do that?
I can tell you're a closet Eagles fan. Don't even give me that. Everything you say. So go ahead, give your Kumbaya speech.
I guess I could care less
about the Eagles. The Eagles never did anything bad to me, but good God, their fans are the devil. Like they are second in command behind like jihad for like the worst humans on the planet.
ISIS.
It's unbelievable. Wow. It's
fighting with the Bills player last week.
See if I ever buy you a beer ever again in your life.
When did you buy me a beer? Did I miss that?
Oh, I'm sure at the Winter Circle 15 years ago I did.
But that'll work.
That's for another day. Listen, you said in the hunt, and that's kind of how I feel right now about the birds. The loss is devastating. My only hope is we can somehow, Shaq Leonard can come in and learn the system quickly. You know, I heard a story the other day that our analytical department tells our coaching staff what plays to run. And that just blew my mind. And I was like, no way. And you start thinking about it. And Doug Peterson actually made a comment about that, about how he wanted to have more control and actually saying what plays he wanted to run and dive a little bit more into it. And I'm like, what? This just sounds weird. So I'm going to do a little bit more research to see what I can find. But that actually still bugs me to this day. If there is some validity to this, that our analytical department is somehow helping us with play calling.
I would hope so. I mean, yeah, look what Billy Beane did with the A's. I mean, it makes sense. It works until it doesn't.
I think analytics are so overblown in sports right now.
It is, but everybody's doing it now. And that was a big dig on Dave Gettleman because he didn't like any of that. And look how shitty situation he put us in. So maybe there is something with the analytics, but he was against
it. I think it plays a part in it, but I mean,
I don't think it's full blown.
Nobody ever cared about like what the percentage of fourth and one or fourth and two, depending on where you are on the field. Every single time you've got, there's a stat boy up in New York or wherever that plugs into the announcers. They're like, here's the percentage. If you're on your own 37 and it's fourth and two on the left hash mark, like that was 5-10 years ago, nobody had that. So it's all about the analytics.
What's all crunching it is a computer, honestly, or computers. And it's crazy because
it's a stupid algorithm.
It is the algorithm, but it's just like YouTube.
I love words that you can't pronounce.
Is that the algorithm? I can pronounce it.
That's what algorithm. What's her name? Cynthia Freeland. That's like all she does. She predicts everything, what everybody's going to do every week. I think that's all she does on NFL Network. Like
that's why Vegas is Vegas. That's why Vegas doesn't lose.
Absolutely, because in the end of it. So when I'm scrolling through TikTok and it shows somebody getting a pimple pinch and I watch it the whole time, it pisses me off. But yet I still watch TikTok.
And you watch and now you get 12 more.
And you know what? They know. They know better than I know what I want to watch. So what do I, how am I supposed to question them making the right calls on football games? The algorithm says fourth and two, do a tush push. The algorithm. Don't even start with me.
Speaking of tush push, I was reading an article that they are in heavy favor of trying to ban it, like legit ban it. And
Goodell's not happy.
I know. We all talk about it. And like now,
Randy,
that
you
like,
said something about that, right?
Yeah. And I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're on something, man. Get rid of
the tush push.
Refs didn't help Philly this week.
Well, I actually do not think they should ban it. You know, it's not a play where people get hurt a lot. It's a play the Eagles do really well. I think that at some point, maybe when Javis Kelce goes, or I think the Eagles could get worse at it, but I just don't feel like it's a quarterback sneak is what it is. How are you going to say, well, if you quarterback sneak this way, you can't do it? Like, it pisses me off watching the Eagles at fourth and one every time freaking make it. Believe me, more than anything, I hate the Eagles.
It's the best offensive line in the NFL with a guy that can squat 600 pounds.
San Fran looked pretty darn good.
I think they got the best.
Left side is the best left side.
A healthy Eagles offensive line is probably the best. And then you got him the way he is and his build.
Well, I think Jason Kelce is a big part of it, too. My point is, at some point, the Eagles, either someone else is going to figure out how to do it well.
It's part of that line.
But I'm sorry, it's fourth and one or less. It should be an almost 100% gimme. And the fact is that you watch teams like San Fran or Dallas or anyone else, your freaking Giants make that play, and 9 times out of 10, they can't do it. I'm sorry, I just don't feel like it's something we should be, as much as it pisses me off. I'd much rather
pisses me off when it's
Goodell
third
focuses
and two or fourth and one and we can't get it. Pisses me off.
Dude, I would much rather
Randy, I think, a little bit here. Randy, you're really in and out. So let's go to Chris right now. And Chris, you haven't really had a chance to go. Go ahead and
I don't really I mean, I took some shots during the I don't have a lot. I mean, I said Washington sucks, so we know they suck. I mean, it is what it is. I actually thought they were going to cover. I thought they were going to go out and throw the ball 50-some times. He only threw the ball 20-some times. They didn't really run the ball. They got dominated. So I was wrong about that, but they did lose the game. The Eagles, I thought it was going to be closer. I guess they're not as close to San Fran as I thought they were. Maybe you should be worried. I mean,
listen,
I thought the fall was coming. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, 13 days, 3 games in 13 days.
I got something about that with my G-man at the beginning of the season. But, yeah, I get it. But I guess my point is I thought they were going to be better. I thought the game was going to be closer. It wasn't. I was wrong about that. And I honestly thought Dallas was going to cover. That was more of what I thought would have happened if it would have been in Seattle. I thought the game would be closer in Seattle. Geno got off. Geno was balling. And I know he only had 6 or 7 catches, but – Metcalf had a huge game. I thought CeeDee Lamb's 12 catches on 100 and what do you have, 116 yards and touchdown? I think that's impressive when one dude gets 12 catches. But Dallas is good, man. And if I was Philly, I would be worried because they did outplay you the first time and they probably should have won that game. And if you're inside, if this linebacker don't help you, I don't know. I think Dallas is going to take you in Dallas. I guess that's more for the next round. But last week, I didn't really talk about the G-men too much. I got yelled at by Paul for jumping in on everybody else's conversation. I was just going to do like a little bit of a season recap. I'm disappointed. I was excited in the beginning of the year. I was give it to me. I passed up last week, buddy. Let me have it. I got a couple minutes. I was more excited for the fact that DJ was able to. I didn't say the other word, so I can't lose a point. I was disappointed that DJ didn't get to play because I thought our line was going to be a little better. I thought we had some more weapons. He did a lot with a lot less the year before. That's kind of my argument with QBs, but we're not going to do that tonight. But it didn't go that well. I mean, the beginning of the season, Lyman got hurt. Andrew Thomas got hurt on the first drive. By the end of week three, week three, you're talking about three games in 13 days. We had three games in 11 days, and two of them were like basically Super Bowl contenders. We had San Fran and we had Dallas, and then we had the Cardinals in between, but we had to exert everything we had in one quarter, and that was the best quarter of our season, all in that second week. Like, that was the punch in the face. You're talking about a punch in the face. The line took a shit. The team was bad. Couple bad calls in the Bills game, a couple bad calls in the Jets game. Despite, this was a crazy thing. Justin Pugh was on Talking Giants. He said going into week 12, that was the first time that we had the same offensive line for 2 weeks all year. Going into week 12, that's ridiculous. And then I heard our GM say Thomas, DJ, Saquon, Waller, all them guys together, less than 40 snaps all year. That's like the core of our team. Landry Thomas, Darren Waller, DJ, Saquon. That's like our best four players on our team. Less than 40 snaps all year. I still think we could be 6-6 right now. A couple bad calls against the Bills. Coaching, not ref. Like, Dable is responsible. Jets game, same thing. I honestly think we could have 8 wins right now, healthy. And it just was not what I expected, man. It just went downhill. So, like, you talk about QBs and drafting QBs. I think we can roll with DJ next year. Like, get him healthy. Hope he rolls out week one.
I'd love it.
Yeah. We're all rooting for him. Trust me.
I'm hoping I'm into, like, week 12 next year on this podcast, and I'm right about DJ and right about Jalen Hurts. I'm hoping I have something to, like, talk about, and Steven can make clips from the year before. But I don't know. That's my recap on the season. I'm just a little frustrated with that.
Would you be getting ready?
Well, I wanted to bring up something.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you guys brought up, I brought it up the other week. I said, what would you guys do? Tyrod Taylor or a DeVito? And I, the truth of the matter is, our line and everything was a mess. I would love to see DJ behind it. Tyrod Taylor and even DeVito, we made some good plays. The line's starting to play better. We probably have a better opportunity with Tyrod. I mean, all these throws that DeVito's making, Tyrod can make them, but Tyrod gets sacked just as much. DeVito gets sacked. He don't process things fast enough. They are going with DeVito. It just came out today. They're going with DeVito. I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. I don't think he's the next guy. I think he's a third-string quarterback. I don't think he's anything. But I can't believe it. I was going to ask you guys that again. Like, do you think – what's your take? Why would we not play Tyrod Taylor?
Why would you not?
Because you want a better draft pick.
Why?
I think, like Mike just said, you want to, not only do you want a better draft pick, but you want to see if this guy can be your backup quarterback.
Well, yeah. That,
I thought that too.
That
was my reason. Like, yeah. You know who Tyrod is at his age, right? Like, the same reason why I was mad, why we benched Eli for Geno Smith. Nothing against Geno Smith. Like, if you want to put Davis Webb in back then, Davis Webb was like a rookie or a second-year player. Do it. You know who Geno Smith was. Like, I don't – that's what I was arguing with you guys. Like, yeah, let him play. Plus, he's 2-0. Like, let him play, right?
Let me ask you something right now. Would you keep Grable around another year?
Dable, absolutely.
Costing like, you two to four wins this year.
I vote I think for it was that,
a
too.
Lot, I thought it was I a lot of stuff.
Definitely vote for that, too.
I thought it was a lot of stuff real fast. I thought it was just a lot of – it was a shit show real fast, a lot. And honestly, defense been playing well. Offensive line's getting better. We are still in the hunt. Now, a couple weeks ago, I probably should save this for the next segment. A couple weeks ago, I was talking 5-6 games in a row, healthy offensive line, healthy DJ. I think it was possible. I still think it didn't happen because DJ didn't play. But going into that.
You're going to lose at least a half a point because you're really trying to say it every 30 seconds.
But Green Bay was one of them teams that I was like, man, this could be a win. But last 2 weeks, Green Bay, they beat Detroit on Thanksgiving. They beat Chiefs last week. Jordan Love's playing really well. Like, I don't know.
I feel like you're setting yourself up that if you win, you're going to be like, you're going to be over the moon. Giants going to shock the world. Like,
I want to win. I want to win. I don't want to. I want to win. I want to win. I want to keep playing.
I know, but I think you're setting us up.
I don't care if I get the 10th pick.
You're setting us up by promoting.
Mike, you can have 1 and 2, baby.
You and your boy Troy pumping up the Packers.
Greg, you didn't
get playing good right now.
You didn't talk into the Cowboys game much. I was curious what you thought.
He was analyzing all the 19 penalties for 260 yards. That was garbage.
It was pretty fair penalties. Come on now. There was a lot of flags, but it was on both sides.
There were a lot of flags.
You're right, yeah, but it's not fun to watch it every time. Like, you want to see plays. You don't want to see just watching it.
I had fun watching penalties drive me right down the field sometimes.
I'm sure you did. We won't talk about that, though, will we, Randy?
No need.
Never want to talk about that when it helps the Cowboys out. No, I think the Cowboys look good. Dak looks really well, as well. I mean, yeah, he's got to be in conversation. Got to be in conversation for MVP. You know, I think the only thing that I'll say is not January yet. Wait till January comes, and I say it every year, and every year it comes true.
Yeah, the funny thing I saw yesterday is Brock Purdy is the number one pick for MVP right now. Dak is actually second. Yeah, they listed the top five players, and Dak was second.
You know, it's crazy though.
Then they listed the top five teams that are picked to win the Super Bowl, and Dallas was not in the top five.
Well, you know,
I think they are top five now as far as gambling is concerned. Mike, yeah. I think they're the third, aren't they?
I do not know.
Well, you know, ESPN yesterday said that, you know, the odds
were... We don't listen to ESPN.
That they were not in the top five, but Dak was...
Randy's still a Netscape navigator, so he's a little slow tonight.
AOL's a little different. Listen, you know what they used... You know what's interesting? No, seriously, listen to this. One loss, and how is all of a sudden Jalen Hurts out of this conversation? That's pretty crazy how fast that goes after one game. Jalen Hurts was in the talks for number one spot last week before the loss. It's just crazy that one game.
He was.
One loss, and it's like he's not even in the conversation right now.
What, for the MVP, though? For real?
Yeah, he was last week.
He's not playing that good.
I know, but he's not pretty consistent.
He's pretty consistent.
I definitely do not want to bring up this QB shit, and maybe we'll do it at the end when Steven does like a recap of the podcast, because I have a wonderful way that I want to tell you how I like to grade QBs and rate QBs, but this ain't the time. We're running out of time in the first half.
Is it QBR passer rating?
Well, I was right about that, and I've been right about my picks every week, so you guys should start listening to me.
I think you're right about us running long on time here in the first half. I want to point out two real quick things that I missed at the beginning. With Randy sweeping the week in our internal competition, he is now leading with 15 points. Chris Topher Pete and the Giants right behind at 13. Greg just behind him at 12. Paul, with you on bye this week and only 6 total points, I think you're about to be mathematically eliminated from this thing. So you can keep donating your points away that you don't win to Chris each week if you want. And also, real quick,
DJ's a bum.
Real quick, just want to thank Dustin for joining us last week.
Whoops, I missed
doing
ass.
That at the beginning. I think that if the Eagles has had more referee controversy or whatever I missed in the Dallas game with referee controversy, maybe that's why there was no guest appearance this week. So somebody will have to explain that to me later. But we're going to get out of here from the first half. We'll be back shortly to look forward to Week 14 games. Welcome back, everybody, to part two. Looking forward to week 14. We got two big games this week. We got a huge, huge, huge division matchup. Philadelphia Eagles going down to Dallas, with Dallas favored by 3.5 points. And we got Green Bay visiting the Giants, with the Giants being +6.5 in that game. As we said earlier, the Washington team is on bye. So that's our games for the week. Let's get three categories up here with our spin wheel to come up with three categories for the upcoming week.
Hey guys, if you're watching on YouTube or anything, please hit like, subscribe.
Yes, please.
Rushing yards, quarterback is going to be our first one. Let's spin it again for a second one. Who's going to win rushing yards? No more Daniel Jones jokes.
Saquon Barkley.
Done talking about it.
Washington's going to win about as much as they won last week.
Receiving yards, any single player.
I got the man, the myth, the legend for that one.
You do. He's been on fire recently.
Yeah. Right, quick poll. Netherlands is holding a back-to-back game Sunday and Monday night.
Ooh, really?
Rushing touchdowns, team total. It's going to be our last category here.
And to that, my poll is over under 30 points for the home team for the weekend. Over under 30 points for the home team this weekend combined.
Who are the Jets playing?
The Texans are coming to town.
Oh, it's going to be an under, bud. What do you think, Chris?
No. I don't want Chris's opinion. His opinion is going to have two. His freaking opinion is going to have more salt than the Dead Sea. I don't want to hear it.
No, really. We don't score a lot of points. It could very well happen. Paul, it's bad.
Paul, I think that 30 may be pretty accurate. That's pretty good.
Oh, it's analytics, like Greg. Thank you.
Yeah. Really? So listen, I heard this.
It's likely, Paul.
New England has lost the past three games while holding their opponents to under or to 10 points or less in every game. That's a pretty interesting little thing. But one of those games was against the Jets and the other one was against the Giants. So,
well, I have another stat. And I know that nobody this year is like look completely immortal. Some of the people that we were expecting to look pretty dominant, most of them in the AFC aren't, but the Niners have played the top four teams against the top four teams in the NFC. They have won by over a combined 100 points. Mm. So Seattle, Dallas, Philadelphia, and I guess Detroit, they've won by over 100 points.
Mm.
You know, not scoring 100 points in those games, which still 25 points a game, you know, is okay. But you're winning by 100 points.
Yeah.
And I'm not I'm not saying they're immortal either. But
No. They lost to Cleveland and Minnesota this year back-to-back.
They lost three straight.
No, two straight.
I thought it was three straight.
I think they did lose three straight.
No, I think three. It was after the F Dallas t-shirt.
there we go. That was just so they're going to win. That was just a...
Yeah, they lost Browns, Vikings, and Bengals. But I will add, they were without Trent Williams all three of those games. Yeah, and Debo too, I think.
Debo
was out for some time.
That's right.
So,
all right, who wants to talk about Week 14?
Well, I actually wouldn't mind firing off, guys. I won't be long, but I got to say, as I look in the next few weeks, this Eagles Cowboys game, it's going to be fun. But I just really can't help but think it doesn't really mean anything, and I just can't see a way the Eagles.
Why not?
Means everything.
I just don't see it because the Cowboys aren't taking a number one spot even if they win. Okay. Now the Cowboys go and they play Buffalo and they go play Detroit and they play Miami while the Eagles got one tough game in Seattle and they play, cake, yeah, which is the Giants twice in Arizona. I just cannot see a way that we take the number one spot away from the Eagles.
Well, you want to win this game. That's why this game's important. Sure, because the future games.
Chris Peterson-type confidence coming out of you.
No, 100%. I honestly think we win this game, and I think we win it decidedly. I just don't think it matters. I think in the end of it, we're going to be the number five seed in the NFC. I'm trying to get that right, guys. The number one, we're going to be the number five seed. I think the Eagles.
But you still have so many teams that you're playing that you could drop to like the last seed in the in to get the
that play, would take
to still listen, get in the no no I'm listen, just saying you could be giving up you would have no home games you could still fight for some home games
right but no I don't think we really can. Like, you got to think about it this way, Paul. Right now we're slated to play Atlanta. Okay, if we lose every game, I don't see us dropping below Atlanta and I forget who Minnesota in the I don't think they're going to have a better record than us.
Well, so just last week, you said the Giants are going to win once. You don't think the Giants are going to beat them once?
I still think the Giants could beat them once. I think the Cowboys are going to drop one somewhere, so I don't think it matters. I just don't see us taking a number one seed. I think number one seed is going to be either San Fran or the Eagles, so probably the Eagles, it matters more than it matters to us.
Yeah, but you know what game you're losing? You know what your game you're losing? You're losing Christmas Eve in the I can't beat anybody that's not under 500 bowl against the Dolphins.
So in the end of it, the only thing I really care about is that we don't play San Francisco or the Eagles the first week of the playoffs. Because one of them is going to be the number one bye, in my opinion. Or the bye, the other one is going to be the number two seed. So I'd rather stay at the number five seed, which is where we're going to be anyway, and play Atlanta, who sucks. I feel like that's a no-brainer. So again, I'm saying I call the Cowboys. I think this is going to be a good game, better than the one they had before. They're at home. I think they're going to beat the Eagles. I don't think it matters. And I think your Giants, I think they're going to lose.
It absolutely floors me that no one has picked you up to be an analyst on their team. It's unbelievable
Thank you.
To me.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. Wisdom from above.
Yeah.
Talent on loan from God.
Greg, you're the head-to-head matchup. You want to rebut?
Yeah, man.
I think Randy.
He shook.
Randy. And I don't know why. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's making a really, honestly, we're going to beat you.
There's no doubt in my mind.
He's very confident that he's better than you and he's going to beat you. What he's saying is your next run.
That he's going to be the fifth. I get it. I understand that.
And his logic makes a lot of sense. Believe
it does
or not,
make
coming
sense.
Coming from
but,
Randy.
But if you think about it, the Bills are not the team that they were. You know,
Miami sure is.
Miami is.
Detroit is.
Detroit could be. We still don't know anything about
Detroit. I still don't believe in Detroit. I don't think you have anything to worry about there. I do think you got to worry about the Bills. I know you guys hate on them, but
I don't. I think it's ridiculous. And it's ridiculous how it pisses me off that they're bad because they're fun to watch. And I don't want some crap ass team coming in the AFC that we got to watch. I don't want any of that. I don't want like Cincinnati somehow sleeping, you know, slipping through or like, good God, the Steelers. Like the Steelers make it. That'd be ridiculous.
But Greg, you got to hear my logic. I mean, again, it's like.
And you feel that way because Josh Allen's their quarterback. As long as Josh Allen's their quarterback, you think they can win it.
Sure. Absolutely. 100%.
Sure.
100%, same thing with Pat Mahomes, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
But if you take Pat Mahomes Allen off of them two teams and put any of our quarterbacks, do you think that teams could still win it? Or do you really have confidence that they will?
No. It depends.
Any of our quarterbacks?
Give me a couple minutes to consult the analytics.
Honest question.
Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen,
any of them teams in the playoffs.
You're really trying to work this narrative.
We've been recording for 8 minutes and 45 seconds, and you're already on the Dom shit.
I just want you to answer my question.
We got to give the people what they want. They don't want to hear about your boy. They don't.
This is about me explaining something. But go ahead.
No. We're done.
Well,
we're not even.
I just want to finish. Greg, you got to get my point, though.
I do. Okay. I get your point.
It was just a surprising take. It was a little surprising. I'm not full of surprises.
I'm like a Christmas present. I'm full of surprises. All right, but I'm just saying that's my take on it.
I get your logic. I just don't see. To me, it's almost like you're phrasing it as you don't want the NFC East championship.
Most teams in any sport get into trouble when they start playing for seeds. I have seen that. So if you start playing for a certain seed, you're going to end up getting burnt somehow.
But you know how you should be, though? You should be like I am as a Giants fan and be like, we can beat anybody schedule, and are a Super Bowl contender. If I was a Super Bowl contender like you're supposed to be, I would be like, we can win every effing week. I don't care who we're playing.
I am there. I am there. All I'm saying is, analytically speaking, we're probably going to drop a game after we play the Eagles. We're already behind because
I really wish we could drop the F-bomb. Who cares about analytics? Go out and play the game.
I
it's about what's in here, brother. You don't have much because you don't
have faith. I'm trying to be a realist here, and all I'm saying is I think we beat the Eagles. I don't think we take the number one seed.
This podcast is better if you're not a realist.
And all I'm doing is I'm very happy if I play the Atlanta
Falcons. There's only one for there's only room for one.
That's why we got you, Chris.
The only room for one, buddy.
Anyway, die hard fan, baby.
Done talking.
Good.
All right. So listen, these are my predictions. I think we're going to go into Dallas. I think we're hungry. I think we're embarrassed, honestly. I think we got punched in the face. And I think we're sitting back and we're watching the video. We're watching the tape. And we're like, oh, my God. Offense, defense, our linebackers, our cornerbacks, our safeties. This team is different than last year. You're 100% correct. I think last year's team was more talented. I didn't think that it was going to be.
I think
that
it just was the fact
me.
That you didn't your have team a was hard younger. Schedule last year.
Yeah. I think your team was younger last
you're
year.
Right.
Like physically,
you were playing
younger.
A Dallas
yeah.
Cowboys schedule last
we
year.
We were, and I think a lot of you know, there's so many different factors to the game, and you know the disrespect factor that we did to them last year, and we beat them in the NFC Championship game, and then you know the 13. Three games in 13 days, and you can go on and on and on. Anyway, I think it's going to be a close game. I do. I think it's going to be much like the game in Philly was a couple weeks ago. My heart is telling me that we're going to pull it off somehow, but I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't.
What's analytics saying?
Analytics is telling me that I'm taking
that they're
the birds,
plus three and a half.
That's what analytics is telling me. I'm also going to take the Packers -6.5. I am rushing yards. I'm going to give it to Jalen Hurts, rushing quarterback yards. Receiving yards, wide receiver. I mean, how can you not go with CeeDee Lamb?
Oh, time out. Rushing quarterback yards? I thought it was just rushing yards.
Rushing yards player. Quarterback.
Rushing quarterback. Was a quarterback?
Yep.
I missed that.
Hence
thank
the
you.
Daniel Jones reference and joke.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was just – it's always – yeah.
And you could have had a point if you started the correct quarterback.
This quarterback made it exciting. Like this quarterback made me want to go to the game this week. So
bad.
Receiving your week. And I'm gonna go with either CeeDee or AJ Brown.
You can rush pick one.
What?
Oh, AJ. One.
All right, I'm going AJ. rushing TD's team. I'm going to go Eagles because I think there's going to be at least two tush pushes and then maybe a Swift sighting. We'll see. But yeah, I'm very excited, obviously, for the weekend. I'm very excited for the game. I hope that we come out hungry. I hope we come out fighting. I hope we come out ready to play. Again, this is the gauntlet part of our schedule. We talked about it all year. We talked about where we are, where we have to be. We talked about, you know, what does it look like for playoff seedings? We're 10-2. We got to win one of our next two games and then finish out strong, win our last three. That's just what we have to do. If that happens, then we're going to be at the 1 or 2. I don't see the 49ers in Detroit both winning out. I think the 49ers could possibly win out by the way that they looked, but they could very well go home and lay in Seattle next week.
Yeah, so they're going to Seattle, and they always play tough. Seattle always plays them tough at home. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just don't know what to expect there. But unlike Randy, I don't want the fifth or sixth seed. I want to try to get the best seed possible to get as many games at the link as we possibly can. You know, I know I see his logic, and I hear that. He's got a tough schedule for the rest of the year, and I see – what he's saying about playing Atlanta and that those Southern teams, whoever comes out of that division is a weaker team. I get that. But
yeah.
To me, so, playing at the link and playing at home is where we want to be.
I think everybody's misunderstanding me. I'm not saying I want to play differently to get a spot. I'm just saying realistically, I don't think this game matters. I don't think there's any way we're going to get the number one spot. And it, because of the
because you don't have no faith in your team and you think
no,
they're going to lose more games.
No, I do. I just don't think they're going to win out. I just don't think they're going to win out. And I don't have to lose more games than Philly. I just got to lose the same as Philly and we lose and I don't make it.
Yeah. I hear you.
My point is we're probably the number 5 seed. And even losing the next four games, we're probably still the number five seed. That's my only point.
Yeah.
Not saying that happy about that. Not saying, but I can't seed second. If Phillies are first, we can't seed second. It's five. That's the option.
What if Philly shits the bed? What if they lose this week and then they lose to Seattle? Twice, right?
Then I'll be very happy because we'll be the number one seed, hopefully.
I don't think you'll be the number one.
I don't think you're going to be the number one. I think Mike called it a couple weeks ago. San Fran's probably going to represent this conference. Sorry, fellas.
You'll all be rooting for them.
No, not a chance.
Chris, you're the last one with a game this week. Go ahead and take your shots.
Cowboys, Philly, I believe Cowboys are playing better football. I think Dak's playing better football than Jalen Hurts. I think that the Cowboys win this game. I think it does matter. I think this is something that they need to do. They need to prove to them they can beat them because they are going to play them again in the playoffs, possibly. There's a good chance they can meet again in the playoffs. I think it's a big game. If I was a Cowboys fan, thank God I'm not, I would just be rooting every week, man. You should be happy. Like, you're in a good spot right now. Dak's playing the best he's ever played. Best he's ever played. What's this, his ninth year? Is this his ninth year? Another thing I'll bring up someday when you guys let me talk about QBs. It's like this ninth year. He's playing the best he's possible. That's
all you talk about.
I'm just saying.
QBs and offensive linemen.
And I think Hurts got crowned a little too early. He had one good year in this year, and he's really not playing that great this year. So, that's my dig. I think where I went wrong with you guys was giving them rankings. Like, I shouldn't have gave them rankings, but – I don't know. Hurts don't impress me. Like, it's all good. But anyway, Cowboys will win. They'll definitely
cover.
Don't
get them started.
And, I'm trying to behave myself. Packers, Giants, man. Like, I want to be happy. I want to win. I want to be motivated. I am excited. I did bring that up to you guys about DeVito and Tyrod. And I do like Tyrod Taylor. But, he's the same situation, man. Like, he gets sacked a lot. The only reason why I think I would want DeVito to play was because I want to see what I want to see what he can bring. I want to see what he is. Like, we can joke all we want. We can say he's nothing. We can say he's a bum. He is 2-0. He has a chance to win a primetime game. I'm not saying he's a gem, but
he's not the number one bum on the team. That's for sure.
What I'm saying is ride the wave, right? You're 2-0 with him. We winning some games. The defense is playing good. The locker room's supporting him. They're happy. It's a big game, man. And Packers, 857 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 0 picks for Love the last 3 games. Love's a good quarterback, man. I think after week 5 in the beginning of the year, we were talking about he was like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. He had a little bit of a slump in the middle. They lost a running back. This kid sat behind Aaron Rodgers. He could be a good quarterback, man. I'm hoping that Wink Martindale has a little something for him. The same thing I was saying when I thought we were going to go on a 5-game win streak with our starting QB. I figured, let's rattle this kid. Let's get a shot. I think we would need a defensive score, good defense, a lot of pressure on him, and give DeVito some time. I'm hoping he learned a little bit this week in the bye week. So I think the Giants are going to lose, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than we think.
Whoa.
I think it's going to be a lot closer than we think. So
you're not even talking,
as for the rushing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to lose the game. I think it's going
to
be close.
Says the guy who gives me all kinds of crap for not believing in my team.
I'm being realistic, man. It's.
I know. That's what I was being.
I get it, but I have reasons. I don't have a team.
Are you taking the 6.5? What are you doing here?
I'm going to say, yeah, I would take the 6.5. They'll cover, but they're going to lose. And I'm going to be cheering hard like my ass off because I'm sleeping over that night. I'm not even driving home. I hope they win, and I hope I'm – driving somewhere and partying after the game because that's what I'm planning on and hoping to do. But I'm just feeling like I don't want to expect too much out of DeVito. If Tyrod was playing, I think I would have picked him. I think I would have picked him to win. But I think they're going to lose the game and cover. I think the Cowboys are going to win. As for the rushing QB yards, Greg, I agree. I think Jalen Hurts will get that. I think there'll be a lot of him having to improvise. He gets a lot of time back here. He dances around. I mean, you see it all the time, man. He can just stand there, and it's just like, it seems like he has eternity. Like, and then he does. He scrambles really well on them type of plays. I can see him picking up with who we're running out there, and Dak doesn't look to run, and Sam Howell's not playing this week. I think you can win that. Receiving yards, I would say Lamb. They got a nice thing going there. Like, even last week, Metcalf had that amazing game, but I see the 12 receptions is something. Like, in the NFL, like, 12 catches with the number one corner on you from the other team. That's impressive, man.
And I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance to take that back. You sure you don't want to hide it?
No, I don't. Because I mean, we don't score a lot of points, man. Paul's over and under for the two games in New York. Let's recap at. I want to talk about that next week and see if he's right. Rushing TDs. I am going to take the Giants on this. If we are going to have any chance to win the game, it doesn't matter if it's Saquon. It doesn't matter if it's my QB. We get inside the red zone, punch it in. Let's run the ball. Let's get in there. I need a point. I got to get some points in this thing. So I'm going to go with the Giants on the rushing TDs.
And you know what? For the last like 3 minutes after not agreeing with a single syllable that you had said, I agreed with everything you said up until the last 30 seconds. I think the Giants are going to lose because they suck. But I think they're going to cover because I think deep down, I think deep down the Packers do suck. I agree. I think that, rushing touchdowns for a quarterback, that's a given. I think the receiving yards for a single player, that's a given. Same thing. I go for, what was the last category? You gave it to Saquon.
Rushing touchdowns for a team. Well, rushing I gave
touchdowns
it.
Touchdowns team.
Yeah, no, I'm going, going Eagles again for that. But I am also going to take the Eagles losing this week to Dallas. And it hurts. I am not a fan of either one. But.
Thank you, Paul.
When shut up. When Cowboys lose, America wins. So, I don't think the Eagles will be very motivated after last week. Very possible they could, and it could go, you know, one way or the other, but I just don't see it. Dallas has been really consistent over the last couple of weeks, which is god awful for the
Eagles. Wait a minute. Did you just say you don't think we're going to be motivated?
Yes.
Really?
I don't.
Well, it's funny because when Dom got thrown out, something's going to happen. And yeah,
touchdowns later.
Yeah, San Fran went off. Boy, there wasn't.
You could be motivated, but it's not going to show it on the field. You could say you're motivated. Okay. So, yeah, okay, yeah. All the right. Eagles will be motivated. But I don't think they're going to play motivated football. How about that?
Fair.
I
look at it totally different. That's good. I mean, maybe I'm more of glass full guy. And it's my heart.
There's your heart.
A little bit of both.
Share some of that with Randy.
There you go. Just for you guys.
I got heart. Again, Chris, you said it. I'm a realist. In the end of it, number five's good for me. I get to play Atlanta.
I'm hoping Tommy DeVito surprises me another week. He surprised me the last time I didn't pick him. I won fireworks at the end of this game, but
I'm not confident it's going to happen.
I'm not confident.
So when you look at the playoff picture though, and you see, you know, Eagles, the NFC East right now, the Lions, the 49ers, and the Falcons, but you have Tampa Bay and New Orleans right there with the Falcons. You know, it's just the discrepancy to me is just crazy. Like you have 5-7 team, 6-6 teams that are still relevant and in the playoff
push. The freaking Giants are still relevant.
Apparently the Giants are relevant.
That's what I was getting to next. The Giants are not that far out of it.
Analysts
has
described them as relevant.
I mean, the top three teams have a combined, 6 or 7 losses this year? Like, the bottom three are going to have – there's going to be a lot of middle ground.
There's going to be 14 losses.
Yeah.
And I did want to give you guys the updated Super Bowl odds. According to – what's this article? Something out of Vegas of today. The 49ers are plus 380. The Eagles are plus 480 to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are plus 500. The Ravens are plus 650. Boo. Dolphins are plus 700. And Paul, I will apologize. You are correct. The Cowboys are now coming in at plus 950. And the Lions are plus 1700.
That's a safe bet right there.
If Trevor Lawrence didn't get hurt, I guarantee you the Jags are going to be up there also. Five or six.
Yeah, you know, but it's just a sprained ankle. He's probably going to be back at some point. It's just a sprained ankle.
Yeah, it's a high ankle sprain. I mean, Kenny Pickett had the same thing and already had surgery. Not that I care about him. But
I mean, Jalen Hurts walked around and looked like he had a broken leg playing half the Dallas game.
So the best part, who do you think's 12th right now, teams? 12th best odds.
To win the Super Bowl? Packers.
Plus 7,500.
Paul just said they are trash.
I just, I mean, they're what? 6-6 right now?
At plus 7,500, that's not a bad bet.
You got the entire NFC North minus the Bears, basically in a playoff running.
That's true.
The Bears just like the NFC South too. Everybody but the Panthers can still get in too. It's ridiculous.
Mm. I'd hate to be a Panthers or a Bears fan right now.
I think that's our cue to end the second half.
There goes that Dom shit.
Wanted the second pick, right, Mike?
It's where not you got there now, yet. Mike? I think there's we're somewhere around 1-5 or 1-6. I think so. It's still good for me. I'll take it. Give me Marvin Harrison after we trade down out of the first pick and pick up a bunch of assets for the following year. So let's go Bears. We're gonna get out of here. Look forward to these week 14 games, and we'll see you all next week. Thank you.
See ya.
Have a good week, fellas.